The first Ramah in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tav Chav Tes brings down the idea that we give Mos Chitim, that we have to give money, that the Aniyim are able to buy whatever they will need for Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down this to explain, this to mean that one is chayef to give whatever they're able to give. So, okay, that has to be the highest of an extent. And it goes on further to say it's not even from a din of staka, it's really a din of obligation for the Olam, for them to be able to have Pesach. And it's a very, very important din. It's a very expensive time. As you get older and you start to talk to people and through conversation, they may just make comments about the cost of things. You start to understand how expensive it is, and between buying the matzah and buying the wine and buying, the food. And that's just talking about the Seder, not even for everything else that you have to do for the rest of the Chag. So it's a good opportunity to think about how can I help people? How can I help people who need help to be able to make it happen? And there are a need, and there are people that you're living in the same community as who are struggling, and you have the opportunity to enable them to have a Geshmak Pesach. And it reminds me of the story with the Brisker Rav, when somebody came over and asked, am I allowed to have milk for my Dalad Kosa? He's like, oh, let me get back to you. And the next day, he gave a large sum of money. And someone asked, but why do you get such a large sum of money? They were asking, outside wine. Like, they didn't need that. Like, you got to read between the lines. If somebody's asking about using milk for Dalad Kosos, so obviously they don't have money for everything else that they would need. And they're not going to be able to have matzos, and they're not going to be able to have, chicken or meat or whatever it is that they need to have to be able to have Simchas Yontif. And while deciding how much money to give for Maos Chitim, we should also factor in that about the family who, maybe if I give a little more, like, they're going to be able to have an even nicer Pesach. And how incredible is it when we sit down to our Seder in a few weeks and we're able to know other people are having an amazing Seder, an amazing Pesach because of our generosity. Have a wonderful day.